You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio with Sean Sasbury and Steve Buhnen.
Sneed split out wide to the left. Cooks wide to the right. Breeze in the shotgun. Ingram to his left. Here comes that pass rush of the Broncos, and Breeze throws into the end zone. And it's caught by Brandon Cooks.
It. He came down with it.
Brandon Cooks between two Broncos brings it down on a 32-yard strike. Breeze threw up a prayer, and it was answered.
Oh, it was a great game for the Saints right up until the end last weekend when at home in the Superdome, they get an extra point attempt blocked. Will Parks runs it back 84 yards for the first ever game-winning two-point defensive conversion in NFL history. The Saints fall to 4-5 with a two-point loss. Then a quick turnaround for Drew Brees and company. They got the Thursday night game this evening on the road at Carolina. So to help us break down what to expect, we're joined now by the managing editor for the SB Nation site, Canal Street Chronicle, covering the New Orleans Saints, John Hendricks. And yes, it is spelled the same, but I'm going to guess that you're not personally related to Jimmy. Is that fair to say, John?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say I'm not. Otherwise, I'd be collecting those royalties and doing pretty well for myself.
Right. Amen.
Now, unfortunately.
And we'd make you rip off a nice chord for us on the guitar if you were, so that'd be pretty cool, too.
All right, that's right.
So let's talk New Orleans Saints. I don't want to say a soul-crushing loss, but gosh, for the Saints faithful, how hard was it for them, for you, to watch the end of that game against Denver?
I'd say it's pretty hard to watch. But look, I got to say, I don't know if there's been a team or fan base that's experienced so many emotional highs and lows in the course of just a few minutes like the Saints have. I mean, you think about like the 2011 playoff game against the 49ers. You think about some of the games they dropped in the 2013 season to the Patriots where they lost in the last second, the Panthers in the last second. I mean, this is a team that has gone through the ringer as far as the emotional defeats. But, you know, I guess the biggest thing, and this team is on it. They weren't making excuses for themselves. Sean Payton and the club, by 12 o'clock the next day, they were already moving on to Carolina because this season has a lot of football left in it.
I'm curious, John. I think the Saints are a dangerous team. I do, and obviously with the quarterback. But let's look ahead as we all do and always do. When are they going to make the commitment to personnel on the defensive side of the ball so number 9 doesn't have to carry a franchise on his back every single year?
Well, you know, it's a wonderful question, and you know, like you, I wish I could see it. I think that they started to do a lot of that this year. You know, it's investing heavily in the draft and trying to get some of those free agents. Unfortunately, they've had a lot of injuries, and that's part of the game, and you know, but you kind of got to overcome. They've lost some 7 to 10 defensive players that figured to be in the mix this season. You know, they just released James Laurinaitis off of injured reserve, so that kind of goes down as another whiff. But, you know, some of the good moves that they've made, I mean, they picked up Sterling Moore off the street. He's been a pretty good presence for him in the secondary. B.W. Webb's another guy. Sheldon Rankins came back from his broken fibula, and he's been a real good terror. I really like what he's seeing out of him. And Craig Robertson, probably the most underrated guy. He was going to start at weak side linebacker, and now he's the Mike guy, and I think he's done a phenomenal job. But, you know, they're going to have some cap room next year going into it, which is something you don't find, and their dead money is less than $10 million, which is something to celebrate. So I think they have plenty of window opportunity to address that. But, you know, this season they got to make do with what they got.
Breaking down the Saints with the SB Nation managing editor of the Saints website, John Hendricks. And John, this Carolina team, it's been an interesting series recently between the two. What do you think is the biggest problem that Cam Newton company, whether it's defensively with Kuechly and Lotulelei or offensively, that they present New Orleans?
I think it's definitely the offense. I mean, you know, you look at this last game in week 6, the Saints were able to get on them early. You know, they were up 24-10, and they, you know, kind of had that turning point in the game, which has kind of been some characteristic with the Sean Payton club over the past several seasons. And Carolina got back into the game. They ended up taking the lead, and suddenly the Saints had to catch up from behind. And I think their offense has a lot of good pieces on it. I think their defense is still stout, even though they don't have Josh Norman back there and missing a couple of guys. But, you know, this is a divisional clash. And, you know, the in recent memory, the Panthers have had the Saints' numbers. Saints haven't swept them since 2011. So you're looking at a really good preview on the surface for this game tonight that should be very entertaining.
John, can the Saints win a game when it gets the, you know, let's say Drew, and I know Drew's had not very many average games in his career. I have so much respect for him and Sean Payton, but let's say it gets down to a fist fight in a battle, me versus you, man on man, not a finesse game, but a physical game. My biggest concern about them is even if they would get on a run heading into January with weather and if they're playing outdoors and being in a physical contest, can they win a stand toe-to-toe fist fight that doesn't require throwing for 400 yards each week?
Yeah, I think the past 2 weeks have kind of showed us a little bit differently. And you can look at the 49ers game and say, well, they were pretty terrible in run defense and a couple of things. But,
right,
you know, the past two games, the Saints have been a more balanced team. You know, before you'd see Breeze throw it, you know, anywhere from 35 to 50 times a game and with, you know, them maybe running it 10 to 20. But past two games, they've actually equaled or if not had more running attempts than they have passing attempts. And I think they're starting to see, you know, the value of rotating in Mark Ingram and Tim Hightower into the mix. And Ingram has a fire lit under him. So I like the fact that they're going with that more balanced attack, which obviously keeps that defense fresh. And, you know, I'd say on the defensive side, Cam Jordan is leading the charge. He is playing some of the best football I've ever seen him play since he started in this league.
Saints and Panthers Thursday night football, and I know that they're 4-5, and it's not like they inspire a ton of confidence. But, you know, the wild cards spots are up for grabs, I think, in the NFC, and they've still got games against the Rams, a pair against Tampa Bay, which is down, you know, as Arizona, which doesn't look as horrible as it did when the schedule came out. I think there are opportunities for wins here, but what do you think has to happen here in the last 7 weeks of the season for New Orleans to earn a playoff bid?
Well, you know, I've been saying all week is how this team responds tonight after coming off that type of loss against the Broncos is everything. I think that's really going to tell us what this team is like, because if you look back in the past two seasons, 2014, 2015, they lost the game when they were able to rebound from starting in the hole and get to 500, and then they have that loss at the Superdome, which has kind of sent them into a tailspin where they lost two straight or three straight. So if they can put this together and they can beat the Panthers tonight, then I feel a lot better about the chances next week at home against the Rams. And then you got those other teams, but, you know, they have to win tonight for us to even look at the other side of the coin here, and I think that's more what Peyton's done is get his team aligned on, you know, this week and this game, and that's really what matters most right now.
I couldn't agree. This is a monster game for the Saints tonight. It is a monster game.
Yep, kickoff just a few hours away. We appreciate you joining us. Check out his work on, again, Canal Street Chronicle, the SB Nation site for the New Orleans Saints, the managing editor of that site, John Hendricks. Thanks for your time, John. Enjoy the game tonight.
Good stuff, John. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, interview brought to you by Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that's Progressive. And it's the turnovers that they had, Sean, at the end of that game. Michael Thomas had a couple of fumbles. It's just, you know, you're pro athlete. You got to hold on to the ball.
But that's why, for me, and we talk, and they've got it against San Francisco, and they're getting better in balance. And John made a great point when he's talking about they're trying to be more balanced than you have to. But I guess what I probably should emphasize it more is, I want to know, forget balance, I want to know, can they line up and run it 50 times in January, outdoors, playing in Green Bay or playing...
Well, but of course they can, and they shouldn't. That would be a waste of Drew Brees.
No, but I'm talking about if it gets to the point where Brees is having one of those days where he's thrown three... Can you be in a fist fight and win? Because finesse is not winning a Super Bowl. I'm just telling you, it's not. That's an aberration when we get a team like the Rams with Kurt, and they had all those weapons and were a good defense. I'm just wondering... And they've proven they're far better indoors than they are out. But I want to know, can you get in a locked – let's say Drew's 14-32, and he's having one of those days.
It rarely happens, but yeah, if it's – right.
It will happen in the playoffs, and it has happened to them on the road, outdoors, in a regular season game and the playoffs. My point, it rarely happens, but I got news for you. When you roll up against the Seahawks, you better be able to they can't throw 55 times or 50 times. Can you win a fist fight?
Too, yeah.
Can you win a fist fight? And I don't know if they're physical enough on defense to do that.
There's another team in that same division with similar questions, the Falcons. I know we have a bunch of callers lined up, including one from Atlanta, a couple from the Pacific Northwest. We're going to try to get all you guys in coming up next on Prime Cut with Sean Salisbury. I'm Steve Bunin.